But see, the word said, love your neighbor as yourself. Would you want somebody to do you that way? No. All right, let's move on. So it says, submit to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. All right. So we found out, if I'm submitted to God, I've given over to him, I've given what? I have submitted and yielded to his power, to his authority. Luke 10:19 said, behold, I give unto you. This is why I'm submitted to God. Luke 10:19 says what? Behold, I give unto you what? Power. The word power, we know that from the Greek it translated authority. I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. How much of the power of the enemy? How much? I've given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all, listen what's coming out of my mouth, all the power of the enemy. How much of the power? All the power of the enemy. He has the power to kill, he has the power to steal, and he has the power to destroy. But I have given to you a power to tread upon scorpion, serpent, all the power of the enemy. That means he can't kill me, he can't steal from me, and he can't destroy me. Why? Because I am not submitted to him, but I'm submitted to God. And God said, at least John said in John 10, I think it's 28, you can check it out, around 28, Jesus said, he who I hold in my hand, no man can pluck him out. My Father is greater than I, and no man can pluck him out of my Father's hand. Satan can't get you out of God's hand. No. So he had given you authority to tread on serpent and scorpion. That's talking about the demonic power. Over all the power, not some of the power, over all the power. But we panic when the doctor mentioned cancer and doctor mentioned this and that. We panic because we don't know we got authority over it. Somebody done told you different. You got heart disease and ain't no way you're going to make it. And you feed on that and you go around through the day, I got heart disease. And you dying, doctor give you 6 months and you tell everybody, in 6 months I'll be dead. Well, if that's where you're going to live because you're letting him have the power to. But if you'll change it, and said, no, I'm going to live a long life like he said. Because that's not what God said to me. God said, I'll satisfy you with long life. Didn't he say? The number of your days I will fulfill. Didn't he say it? Didn't he say it? But why you let the doctor and other stuff have more of influence over you that you'll control? Because you are bored. Even though you're born again, but you're word empty. You're empty of the word. And you're full of the wrong stuff. But we want to get you full of faith, full of the word. And I'm going to show you how to do it. And you walk this way because the enemy is going to challenge you. Because you got an adversary, remember? He don't want you going around telling people how to get saved. He don't want you going around telling people how to get delivered. He don't want you going around telling people how to walk in love. He don't want you doing that. He don't want you to tell people how to live holy. He don't want you to tell people how to live godly. He don't want you to tell people how to prosper, how to succeed. Because you're messing up his kingdom. You're messing up his operation. Hello? Hello, somebody. But Jesus said, look, I give unto you authority. I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power in. I done give it to you. Now, y'all, you see, where'd that basket go? Somebody took it already? What you do? Oh, okay. Y'all, you just gave me that basket. And I'm assuming something in there. I don't know yet. But I saw some envelope, white envelope go in there, so I'm assuming something in that basket. And you just gave it to me, right? Because I heard when she said, what if I just walk out the building, I don't think they want me to have that. I mean, you think, you watch, see what I do when it's over. Y'all ain't gonna have to hold no gun on me and march me back there and make me take it.
What you say?
Because I heard what she said.
All right.
Are you hearing what coming out of my mouth?
Amen.
Are you hearing what he's saying? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he said, you have the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. Watch this. Resist the devil and he will do what? Flee from you. Resist means, listen to what resist means. Resist means withstand, strive against, oppose. It means withstand. Now, my son-in-law, AJ, he don't mind. I say always, he's too much of the time. He's talking about going in my closet, getting my ties and this and that. Is that right? And I just got that new jacket. It's probably a little short for him, so I don't have to be too protected of that. But I know my ties and stuff like that are fitting. And he start going in my closet, getting my tie without my permission. I'm going to withstand him. Y'all getting it? I'm going to withstand him. Strive against him. Say, no, you're not going to get that tie. I'm going to oppose him. No, sir, not today. Are y'all getting it yet? The devil is always going around seeking whom is empty of the word. He's always seeking who don't know what the word said. And then he'll tell you something that the word didn't say. And then you grab it up and swallow it. And now you got a problem. And he'll feed you just a little bit at a time. Like a dog, you want to kill him, just give him a little poison at a time. He just keep gobbling it up. Next thing you know, you're so sick, you can't sit up. And you don't even know how you got that way. So much and so, till you pass it on to somebody else. But brother, sister, if we get our eyes open and find out what the devil been doing to us, and at the very smell, just the very slight thing he tried to suggest, I rebuke you, and you stop that. I don't accept that, because God didn't say that. But if I'm sitting around ignorant, unlearned, in the flesh, and just you know how folks do? Just laugh about stuff, make a joke out of it. They told a story. That those black folk went to hell and said, them put that fire out down there. And they, I'm just trying to show you how ignorant stuff we do. And we laughing at it. But you go out and ask some of them people that had black skin that went to hell and see how much fire they put out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? May not be cute, but are you getting what I'm saying? You got an adversary who's out to deceive you so he can control you and get you to the point he can kill you. Because he don't want you talking about Jesus. He don't want you talking about love. He don't want you talking about God's prosperity. He don't want you talking about God's power. He don't want you talking about God, talking about God's wisdom, because that what put him in the road.